welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It is mid-December. The weather has not relented here in LA. It's low of, 52 today, Jim? It was cold getting up.
It is cold, and you don't have heat right now.
I know. Our heat died 2 days ago, and I work from home. So the upstairs died, but the downstairs, where we sleep, still has heat.
I know people who it is below zero temperatures kind of have no empathy for us, but trust me, when you live in this climate and it hits into the 40s, it's cold.
The best is the Jimmy Kimmel stuff when he does the recap of the nightly news, and it's, you know, Arctic blast hits Los Angeles, and the one from this, it was like 2 weeks ago, and he showed this newscaster, weather woman, going, you can see the leaves, they're shaking a little bit on the trees. Some windstorm.
Well, I was in Iowa City a few weeks ago, and I checked the temperature 2 days ago, and it was -9, so this is probably better.
That's not fun.
No.
Well, it was just about -9 in Philadelphia watching that football game this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. It was actually, I love snow games, but that was a little much. It was almost hard to see the players.
Yeah, it's fun for a bit, and then I think it really detracts from the way the game's played. So
yeah,
I love watching the thing, and I actually don't mind watching when it's snowing, but when it sticks, and it was the game was sort of a, it wasn't a true test of these teams' abilities, but if you had LeSean McCoy in fantasy football, you loved it because no one could tackle him, and he went crazy.
Yep. Well, we won't even get into fantasy football. Elsewhere in Philadelphia, we're going to talk college sports today, and Temple University announced they are going to drop, a bunch of sports. Seven sports.
Five men's, two women's.
And one of those sports is men's gymnastics. And Jim had been talking to one of the former Temple gymnasts about that, and he wrote something for us. Jim, what did he write about?
Well, Evan Burke wrote and simply wanted to know if he could write something about the Temple gymnastics situation, because Evan's openly gay, and he got a former teammate who's openly gay and another former gymnast who he didn't compete with, who's also gay, also contributed their thoughts, and they all wrote about how supportive the environment was at Temple and how it helped them in their coming out process, and how you lose a sport like this and that haven gets lost. And we're seeing it happening more and more across the country when these so-called minor sports get cut, and it's one less opportunity for someone LGBT to participate in sports and maybe have a welcoming environment, because like it or not, we still don't have anybody out in college football or basketball. Not that those would necessarily be bad environments, but that's the perception. And so you have a sport like Temple Gymnastics where it was third in the country in total GPA among all gymnastics teams. It was the highest GPA of any of the sports at Temple. And yet because of budgetary constraints, it's being whacked. And, they wrote three really nice small essays about how the team and the environment just helped them to come out. So it's a shame that kind of stuff is going to be lost. They're going to try to raise money to save it. Possibly could happen. I mean, a coach basically works for nothing and does it more of a labor of love. But we see this happening at different programs all over the country. And I think it's a shame because it's one less area for, again, LGBT people to maybe participate openly.
Well, it's funny because, you say, well, it's a lost opportunity for straight people too. But when you look at the sports where we do have people comfortable to come out, it's not the big sports like baseball and football and basketball. A lot of the athletes coming out are track and field and swimming and diving and gymnastics. It is those smaller sports where, a carrot of a professional career isn't being dangled in front of anybody, and the higher pressures of the media scrutiny aren't on them. So it is these smaller sports that are being whacked, and it's a lot of the sports where men and women just feel more comfortable coming out. Crew is another one.
Track is another one is being cut.
Yeah. Well, that's and we know so many track and field athletes who've come out at the University of Pennsylvania, right there in Philadelphia as well. So what I mean, so is this the last season for Temple gymnastics?
Yeah, all these cuts take effect going into the start of, I guess, fall 2014. So I guess men's baseball, another sport, is being cut. So everything ends after this current school year ends.
What's being kept? Football.
Well, football, and part of it, again, is you have the whole Title IX thing, and because football has so many more scholarships that to have equal numbers, you know, you have to then cut these other sports. So that's why five men's sports are being cut, and that's part of the reason, but a lot of it's budget stuff. And so there's been a big debate over Temple's football program, which is not a fantastic program, and it's one of those debates we've seen in the last 10 years. Like, do certain schools like Temple actually need a football team when you have to cut seven other sports to accommodate the number of scholarships? And it's, you know, I don't have a good answer for that, but I don't know how many sports they're keeping. They're clearly keeping basketball. That's been a powerhouse. That's the best sport, the men's basketball program at Temple.
Right.
But like you said, it's these are environments where people can come out, and one of the gymnasts wrote that, you know, on the gymnastic team, if anybody had a problem with someone's sexual orientation, that was their problem. It wasn't the team's problem or the gay athlete's problem. It was the person's problem, and they had to deal with it. And so, the whole coaching staff has kind of nurtured that for years. And so it's a shame to see it going. Like you said, it's maybe one of the venues where people feel most comfortable being who they are, because there's not that kind of attention that you'll see if a football player came out or something.
It's funny, a lot of people complain about football when it comes down to these sports being cut, and particularly, I know Title IX activists, they point to football as part of the problem, sucking up all these men's spots. But, you know, football is king. And even if your football team is bad, you got to have a football team.
Well, but is it king at a place like Temple? I mean, DePaul cut football years ago, and it hasn't really hurt their athletic program. And that's the big debate. I would never recommend cutting football at Alabama, for example. But certain schools that are sort of on the margins, and again, I don't really have an opinion on it because I haven't looked at the budget and to see if, like, you know, football's the reason. I just know they're having budgetary shortfalls at a lot of athletic departments, period, for various reasons. So it's not that football's being blamed specifically. I think the football argument comes in why they're cutting more men's sports than women's, because of Title IX, then you have to have an equal number of scholarships available, and there's more scholarships, obviously, for football programs, there's so many more players. So, like, if football didn't exist, maybe it would have cut a women's team instead, which would have been just as bad. So somebody.
Well, you said they're cutting two women's teams.
Women's
right?
teams and five men's, but some of it's a numbers game. But we have to get to a certain equilibrium. But again,
if they cut football, I mean, they could probably cut eight women's teams.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, I the numbers are a little bit confusing to me. It's just that. The bottom line is these sports like gymnastics and track and stuff have been historically more nurturing of openly gay athletes, or maybe these people feel more comfortable coming out, so to not have that, it's a shame to lose that. And we've seen a couple, was it Natalia Lushkin, Olympic gymnast, you know, has kind of been on the bandwagon to help save Temple Gymnastics. It's a good program, and it's, you know. And so these three gymnasts said it really helped with their life development. So it was a shame that it's going to be cut. Possibly could be saved if they raise enough money. Bill Cosby's a Temple alum. He could probably fund the entire athletic department, you know, with change on his, you know, seat cushions or something. But we'll see if anything happens. But for now, you know, check out the essay. It's really nice little anecdotes, too, about how these kids. One kid came out to his parents in front of his team at a Denny's in Annapolis, Maryland. Or a Chili's, one of those restaurants, and, you know, just how wonderful it was. And, you know, those are the kind of things that are hard to sort of, you know, you miss that when you lose these sports.
Well, another basketball powerhouse like Temple, and a school with a sometimes good football team, the University of North Carolina, this week put out a You Can Play video that, you know, I know you got very excited about, and that our friend Dave Losey from University of North Carolina Athletic Department sent us. And What about this video in particular, Jim? Because we've seen videos like this. We've seen You Can Play videos many times. What about this one jumped out at you?
I think it was simply the variety of sports. I mean, men's and women's. We don't have a lot of female straight allies, and there are tons of women athletes. I mean, I couldn't count if every sport at UNC was represented, but there were at least a dozen different sports, including 4 football players and 2 men's basketball players. So to me, that's what it was, the diversity of it. We've seen these other things, and it might be, you know, 3 or 4 sports, and if we have a football player, it's news. They got 4 football players to do this and 2 basketball players, and we still don't have out athletes at, you know, what Division I, whatever the term is, in those sports. And so to me, it was the diversity and the range of faces you saw, and it was almost all athletes. I think there were 2 administrators, but it wasn't coach-heavy. It was athlete-heavy, and so production values aside, I mean, some of these videos were a little bit routine. If you can play, you can play. It was more who was doing it to me than actually even what they said. It was simply, hey, they got people from the men's basketball team to stand up and do this. So it's a good sign if there was a men's basketball player who came out, you know. So that's why I sort of actually liked it more than I have some of the others.
It's great when they're talking about what it is to be a teammate and what it is to be a Tar Heel. And it's funny, though, I've talked to Patrick Burke about this. I got to mention it again. And then they get to say that, you know, if you can dunk, you can dunk. And all of a sudden, the personality just deflates. And if you can dunk, yeah, you can dunk. If you can play, you can play. Like, just I get an acting coach or something for these guys.
I think a lot of them you talked to Gronkowski last year in a sort of separate issue where you can tell he seemed nervous about saying the wrong thing. I almost wanted these – they don't want to have any fun with it, because if it says anything, you know, that they may – they don't want to be perceived as inappropriate. And so they don't
But I thought they did a good job. I thought they did a good job on this one, though, until they came to the tagline. Well, and then they just lost all their personality.
You could rip a dive, but it was said almost so flatly. It was like, again, it wasn't emotive enough, and you think you'd get it more emotive, but
otherwise, it was a good job, and it did remind me of Stanford's, in the way you have a big athletic program, you have people from so many different sports, men's fencing and women's swimming and football, basketball, and it was. Yeah, so many different sports. And at the University of North Carolina, I mean, again, there is, at the end of the day, in the sports world, a perceived difference between Stony Brook College and UNC, Florida State, Auburn, right? I mean, it's people take notice when one of those big sports powerhouses does something.
Now, did Duke do one?
I think they did, or one or two teams at Duke did one, maybe, but I'm pretty sure Duke has done one. Are you looking that up?
I'm trying. I can't. Cal football? Well, I can't find Duke, so maybe they did or didn't. Has any SEC schools done it?
SEC?
SEC. Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia.
Missouri?
Missouri did one, but they're nouveau SEC. I don't count them as a real SEC team yet.
They're not in the deep
south.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nobody's poisoning trees outside their stadium. Well, let's hope. We'd love to see. I mean, that would be amazing. You know, one of those Florida or Georgia, one of the deep south schools, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, those deep south schools. That would be really cool to see, but we'll have to wait till the new year for that one. I guess we'll probably do one more podcast for the end of the year, and we'll talk about some of the best stories of the year and a slew of coming outs in 2013. We will talk to you then.